Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Three, two, one. It's time for Animaniacs. And we're zany to the max.
So just sit back
and relax. You'll laugh till you collapse. We're Animaniacs. Come join the Warner Brothers and the Warner Sister Dot. Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. And we break loose and then vamoose, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. Da-da-da-da. We have paid for played contracts. Paid for played contracts. You'll laugh beneath the... all right, y'all. What's up? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. The bestest, sexiest, wettest podcast in the game. I'm Tim Shot, the wrong suit.
I'm Moisty Shucks.
What's up, man? First of all, how are you?
I'm good. I had a momentous thing happen to me this morning.
Oh, please tell us
about it. Man, so yes, I'm aware you can't tell visually. Sitting, everything's compressed and round. But showering, bath towels. I got two size towels in my place.
I got
really fucking big ones, mm-hmm. And I got regular size people ones.
Okay.
I've been using the regular size people ones as a determining factor for about a month now. You know how you tie it around your waist?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've always been able to tie it,
yeah. But
it's just open after that tie. Right? Today, full closure, baby.
What?
I had to move the flap to expose myself in front of the window. It was amazing.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats, dog.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
That one salad we had the other day is really coming in clutch.
Shit. It was delicious.
It was.
I'm happy for you, bro. I'm glad that we're all making strides to self-improvement and better ourselves in 2024. I actually, you know, as you know, I got my acne scars lasered a bit.
Yeah, you didn't work for it. You got in surgery.
Yeah, but you know, I paid money for it.
How could you work for it?
And something I've been thinking about doing for a while now. It's a process. I got to wait to see the actual results. But let me tell you, something that's changed because of that is my skin routine is way longer, way more annoying now. I got so many different creams and lotions I got to add. It's so annoying.
You got toners and moisturizers. Fucking salicylic acid and
it's,
shit.
It's so silly, but not wearing any makeup today.
Hey.
What's up, man? What's
that's
up,
good.
Man? Yeah, but and look, I wasn't sure if I was gonna divulge this or not, but bought a little, you know, I always be complaining about these little grays.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a little fucking shit for that too. Yeah. Trying to handle that shit, you know, keep the illusion strong, yeah. You know. So we'll see what's up, man.
Yeah, because that's not an area where you could pluck. I usually just pluck the beard ones, but it's getting to be too much. So a long ass time ago, I bought some like It's called Simple Dye. It's like the natural, supposedly, type shit.
Okay.
So it's I got that in the tuck because plugging is too much now.
Gosh. Yeah, it's just, you know.
Stop looking, motherfucker. Put this mic right here.
I had one little white fucking mustache.
Mustache?
Dog, white mustache. Terrible, bro. Ah, yeah, it's crazy, man.
I see this video and it was gross on its own. Some lady makes like custom jewelry for people.
Okay.
I said that weird. I'm not even going to say it again. It just felt really weird. But she makes custom rings.
Okay.
And a couple sent in their pubic hair.
Interesting.
To get put into the ring.
Interesting.
And there was grays in the pubic hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, that makes it way more disgusting.
That, did you see my reaction there? Yeah. Pubic hair. Oh, gray. Oh. Why?
Because are you an old ass freaky person? Or are you a young freaky person who just has a friggin' old whatever you got down there, wherever it came from?
Pretty freaky.
And they were kind of long, too.
Pretty gross and disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Not okay with it.
I don't like it. Yeah. No, sir. I don't like it. You know, it's annoying. You know, Manscaped has been a sponsor of the podcast for a minute. I don't know if we've read ads from them for a while.
I don't think so.
Their fucking lawnmower 2.0 used to be lit for shaving pubes and shit, right?
Yeah.
But they sent this new one, and I don't know if it comes with a guard or not.
It comes with the guard.
Well, maybe I accidentally threw away the guard. So now I got these like, but it has a thing you can.
It's an adjust, yeah.
Okay, but I have no guards. No guards I put on it.
It's one guard and you adjust it, but you can take the guard completely off.
So
you probably took it off and misplaced it.
Something is missing. Because regardless of what number I put this shit on, I almost cut my penis off the other day. Because the shit was, I wasn't ready. I thought I could go on like regular and it was not it. Yeah. I said, ah!
Yeah. Sucked up.
Well, look, speaking of old heads. And old heads.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few things I wanted to discuss with you today. Formerly Mos Def has set social media ablaze recently with his takes on Drake's.
Yeah.
Yazin Bey. I want to respect his new name. I know him as Mos Def.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I've always been a big Mos Def fan.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm talking about in terms of not only music, but also freestyling is dope. There was one of my first favorite videos is on YouTube is a video of Mos Def freestyling because I thought it was like so dope.
Yeah.
I also love that he goes beyond the rapping and does like Broadway musicals and he acts and he does all types of shit. I'm a Mos Def fan. All
right?
And recently, you've seen it.
I did.
He was asked if he likes Drake's music.
Well, he was asked if Drake is hip-hop.
If Drake is hip-hop. Loaded question.
Yeah.
He definitely was set up for that.
Definitely.
And he said no.
He basically said no. He said he thinks it's pop. He thinks Drake is pop.
Right.
and then he said a bunch of extra shit.
Yeah. Bunch of borderline disrespectful shit, right? Right? And I'm not gonna lie. I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
By Mos Def's take.
Coming from him, especially because I've always seen him as a more chill, level-headed.
Yeah.
Not going to waste my time going into that type of person.
Yeah.
But I feel like he was baited.
He definitely was baited. He didn't need to say all the fucking shopping at Walmart shit or whatever he said. Was it Target or Walmart?
He may have said the mall or H&M or some shit like that. It was like a retail store.
Yeah. And
said it was synonymous with shopping.
Yeah. He was like, he said something about, if I hear it while I'm shopping at Target in the springtime,
It's like, damn, bro, that's how you feel.
And
they're not playing fucking Drake at Target.
Nah. Yeah. Forever 21, maybe, but they play a lot of shit at Forever 21.
Yeah.
Okay. I was, as I said, I was surprised by Mos Def's take, and I don't agree. I agree. Yes, Drake's music is popular, but I would say it's popular hip hop rap music, and I would also say that Drake, like, has bars and like can rap and has put out like songs on his projects that like. Anybody would be like, oh, this is a hip hop song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of surprised by that take. How do you feel?
I kind of disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I more so agree with Mr. Bay. Mm. But I think the elders in hip-hop don't acknowledge the fact that it's their fault.
Okay.
So I think what he was trying to say is Drake isn't hip-hop in its true essence.
Okay.
The problem is nobody knows what the true essence is.
Okay.
They didn't pass that shit down. They were too busy trying to compete with the next generation and tell the next generation, y'all ain't got shit on us, instead of teaching what this is supposed to be, okay, right? As we all know, well, maybe we all don't know, but some people claim there's four elements to hip-hop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. DJ, MC, graffiti, breakdance.
Mm-hmm.
Some people claim there's a fifth element, knowledge. Shit like that.
Bruce Willis, right? Yeah.
That's funny, right? So a lot of people see a difference between hip-hop
mm-hmm.
and just rapping.
Okay.
But younger people, rap mm-hmm. is hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
That's the category, yeah.
Yeah. Because out of all of those elements, the MC
I understand.
Is most popular.
So you're saying Mos Def is looking at it like, I'm looking at the true elements of hip-hop category.
Yeah.
Like, this is hip-hop. This is the lifestyle. This is hip-hop. This is these elements. This is the culture.
Yeah.
Drake's music does not necessarily fall into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, they can bag it up. Because if you look at, if you search right now, like, a clip of Common rapping.
Yeah.
It's going to be him, mm-hmm. a mic, and a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And the DJ is going to be incorporated.
In yeah.
it. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be back there hitting scratches on downbeats and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Mos Def, KRS-One, anybody from that era backwards, mm-hmm. you're going to find that. So they feel like this is hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
What everybody else does.
That's hip-hop.
Yeah, right? And they feel like what everybody else does is just rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's pop. So I get what he was saying, but I didn't like the condescending tone. Like, what he did, that's not hip-hop.
But then,
I mean, it's cool.
But,
you could like, it's likable. That's what he said.
Okay, so by that definition, then who is hip-hop anymore?
So that's the thing, right? I also don't think they acknowledge enough that they have all done pop music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for them, it's kind of like, yeah, I do pop music because that's what's making money, but I'm still hip-hop because, like I said, you're going to find me rapping with a DJ backing me.
Yeah.
You're going to find me immersed in this culture and that culture. I care about graffiti. I know the current artists. You know what I'm saying? And they
right.
feel like the newer generation lacks every other aspect aside from the MC.
Okay. So check this out, right? But let's bring up somebody who no one would be like, this isn't hip hop, unless we break it down like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we talk about like Kendrick or J. Cole, right?
Yeah.
Like,
but see, that's where that knowledge shit comes
mm-hmm.
in. That knowledge aspect, what you're rapping about, what's mm-hmm. the goal of your music?
Mm-hmm.
Are you bringing the culture forward? Mm-hmm. Are you know what I'm saying? That shit. And when you look at Drake, there's not a lot of that. It's just,
flashy
girls, this, I got this. Some gangster bars here and there, popular music.
I see what you're saying. I mean, it does get, I mean, because then it's like it's a semantics conversation.
Exactly. And I just don't like it because, again, it was their job to pass that shit down. Most of the shit I said right now, nobody thinks of it like that.
Right.
Because they didn't give you that.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you, hey, this is how you keep hip-hop alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you... Yeah, it's hard to just think of that shit.
Yeah.
KRS-One has an interview that's been going around while he wasn't involved in the 50th mm-hmm. and all that shit. And he was just basically saying, like, that's not hip-hop and this and that. And I'm like, huh?
Right. So what was he expecting to be on stage then is the question. Right?
Yeah, his argument was more so that the Grammys didn't acknowledge hip hop until 50 years, and that's not very hip hop of you.
Oh, no, man. It gets so muddy because, like you said, right? Especially if, let's say, you're looking at hip hop as a Grammy category or any award show category, they're not looking like best music that implements all the elements of hip hop. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's almost like the way the conversation is set up, especially in that interview, right? Is like, it's presented as, is it this poppy, floofy music you listen to? Is Drake this poppy, floofy shopping music? Yeah. Or is it the opposite?
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what I'm saying? Of like, okay, so then you think of like, okay, so then the definition of it's just, it's more serious, not floofy, that has a message.
Yeah. And I think what they're missing is, I feel like the old heads just want it to be more separated. Mm-hmm. Call that rap. Mm. What we did was hip hop. That's rap. Mm-hmm. Type of shit. I don't know if that's exactly what they want, but that would make more sense to me.
Yeah.
Because even, what song was that? What Kanye say? I gotta apologize to Mos and Quali, mm-hmm. but is it cool that's to thing, rap thing, about thing. Gold if I told the world I copped it from Ghana and Mali?
That's breathe in, breathe,
breathe in, breathe out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So even he was acknowledging back then, like, the shit I'm talking about, the hip-hop heads ain't gonna mm-hmm. feel it, and I call myself a backpack rapper, which is supposed to be, like, the mm-hmm. hip-hop of the hip-hop. So there is a distinction amongst people in that industry Word. Who really know what's going on.
What's that Jay-Z line? He says, lyrically, I could be Talib Kweli, but something, 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 but it wouldn't make him money or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Basically. Yeah, basically.
I mean, yeah, it gets tricky when it comes down to your understanding of the technical words and how you even view it, right?
Yeah.
But at face value, it's like, damn, Mos Def.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
And then also, you got to blame white people again mm-hmm. because the Grammys, let's talk about that right yep. there. They're going to call it all hip-hop.
Exactly, yeah.
They call Chris Brown a hip-hop artist.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah
or
yeah.
a rapper and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then we adopted it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's hip-hop.
Right.
Because they're rapping. It's
right.
hip-hop.
Right, right.
So they're like, no, it's not. See?
Yeah. I mean.
But either way.
I need to max weed. I need a max weed. Yeah, so funny. Shout out to these dudes, man. We were at Sneaker Expo yesterday, and they were supporters, and they gave us a couple hats.
Yeah.
So it's so funny because like Rick was like, "You seen that Drake clip?" And I initially said no.
Yeah.
About this shit because it didn't even register that this was the same thing they were handing me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, man. Yeah. You know, it's tricky, but
yeah. Do you consider it hating though? Do you think there was a bit of jealousy about how big Drake is in comparison to the rest of the hip hop guys?
You know what? I wouldn't necessarily call it hating because I don't feel that Mos Def like genuinely feels like negatively about Drake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like they asked him a question about the music and he made a couple jokes that felt like a little shady, but there were jokes, you know? I wouldn't call it hating because what reason? I mean, okay, yes, Drake has probably like sold way more and made way more money, but what reason does Mos Def actually have to hate on Drake? Like Mos Def is he's done his shit, you know what I'm saying? He is like an OG in this shit. He is super respected in like in hip hop, in the community, in multiple shits that he does. So I don't see it as a hateful thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was like, I was a little like,
I wonder what type of sneaky Drake response is coming.
Yeah.
That though.
Something, something, most definitely.
Nah, he's a little more calculated now. Cause I forget what album it's on, but he basically not even interpolates, he samples lyrically How's It Going Down, DMX, right? Love that song.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after listening to Drake's verse in a little while, I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, you talking about the washing machine?
Huh?
Wait, what were you about to say? So what were you about to say? I'll say what I'm gonna say.
Oh yeah. Well, no, Drake has a song where he's interpolating those lyrics from
DMX.
Types of Games Being Played, How's It Going Down? Mm-hmm. Go on till it's gone, and I got to know that. That yeah. shit. But then I remember DMX fucking hated Drake.
So,
I don't like his haircut, I don't like the way he walks, I don't like the way he talks, I don't like his face.
I was gonna say it might be the same interview. DMX is like, nah, he just sounds like a washing machine to me.
Yeah. It's just the same one. I was like, oh shit. So now it's like a little power play. Like, now I'm out making your estate money. they're eating off of me type shit.
Right, because Drake is a petty dude.
Yeah, he's a very petty dude.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I feel like that's fun. When you're that rich and successful, being petty doesn't even come off as hater shit anymore. It's just kind of like, I'm having fun with this shit. Yeah. I got time to be petty, you know? When he followed that dude's girl and yammed her just cuz.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was great.
Oh, man, yeah. But I won't appreciate him doing that to most.
Yeah. Well, I guess time will tell.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see what happens, you know? I'm excited for... God, I'm sorry. Excuse me. It gets me choked up, man. I love Drake so much. I met him once in Toronto. He's a nice guy. All right. Well, a couple other things I wanted to bring up to you. I wrote them down just because, you know, this is me and Rick's time to catch up and talk about shit, you know?
We spent the last 3 days together.
I know. We hang out so much. That's a lot.
It's so funny, though, because afterwards, I'm always like, oh, shit. I forgot to ask you.
That's why I wrote it down, dog. Here we go. Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about Lil Nas X being Jesus Christ.
Franklin Saint. Gay Franklin Saint. They look so much alike.
I didn't even realize.
Crazy.
So, that's probably fine. So, you know, he apologized.
Yeah, that's how I watched that this morning.
Do you believe the apology?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it was all orchestrated, calculated. I'm going to do this. It's going to get this. Then I'm going to say this and twist people's heads even more type of shit.
You know what? Here's the thing. Okay, so for those of you who aren't caught up, like my wife, who doesn't know what we're talking about right now, Lil Nas X started putting out, like, what do you call it, a Christian song. He, like, you know, pressed his hair out, started dressing up like Jesus, did a video that people were very upset at where he was... taking shots of communion wine and eating all the crackers, and then released a music video where he's like dressed up as Jesus and like fighting Satan and shit. And people were mad because he already did a video where he like gives Satan a lap dance, and now they're saying, oh, you trying to be a Christian for views, shit like that. A lot of Christian people felt very disrespected, right?
Yeah.
So this morning he apologized. He put out a thing on his Instagram or whatever. He's like, look, man, I wasn't trying to disrespect Christianity. I wasn't the first person to dress up like Jesus. Other people have done it. Other like people will do it. And he made a couple points too that here's what made me think the apology was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Because a couple of the things he said where he felt like, I was trying to show y'all that I'm not against Christianity. I had already had that thought. Okay? Because the fact that when he put out the music video and it was him as Jesus fighting Satan, right? In my head, I was like, oh, there you go. Look, guys. He's not on Satan's side. He's fighting Satan, right? And he kind of said that. He was like, I thought it was going to be like, hey, look, y'all, I'm not against Christianity. And then when he put out the clip that got people mad of him taking shots of the communion wine and eating the communion crackers, I really... Maybe it's because, you know, I mean, yeah, I went to Christian school for like 10 years. But like, I also didn't think that was offensive. I understand the symbolism. Yes, it's the blood and body of Jesus Christ. Yes, I understand that. But like, in my head, I'm watching, I'm like, if he's Jesus, then he's just chilling, just drinking what's his blood and body. Like, I feel like if Jesus himself was at a communion with all the crackers and the wine and he was chilling, sipping that shit, it wouldn't be a big deal. So in my head, I'm like, oh, this is just a funny thing. But a lot of people were upset by that too, you know?
Well, full disclosure, I haven't watched any of the, I didn't watch the music video. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that clip. I only seen the clips that people are playing when they want to talk shit about
it.
And I don't even really watch that either. I don't give a fuck, right? But the reason I don't think it was genuine is because making the video at all, he knew what was coming.
Of course.
No matter how he played Jesus, him being gay is going to make most people be uncomfortable with him portraying himself in that role.
I forgot about the gay part.
Yeah. this isn't my stance.
Yeah.
I don't really do the religion thing to begin with. But he knows that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as the communion and all of that, as somebody who went to a Catholic school, not being Catholic, and seeing how strict they were, I didn't get to do the communion. We'd line up and I'd have to go stand on the side because I didn't identify as Catholic. So I completely see why. It's not shocking to me that you people were very bothered.
It was a big deal for them.
By that. Yeah.
Maybe because I went to Protestant Christian church. So when we did do communion, it was like once every couple months.
Yeah.
It
wasn't for us every Wednesday though.
Oh, word. So it was kind of like, I don't remember doing it that often at Christian school. And for us, it was kind of like, all right, cool, give me a little grape juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I didn't really realize. I didn't realize how seriously people took it until maybe this triggered something in me, because I don't know if you remember, I posted a No Chaser little video one time of me and Nikki Blades taking a shot, because we both at the same time we went, ugh, right?
Mm.
And my caption was, when you take the communion drink, you take the communion shot and the Holy Ghost hits you, right?
Okay.
Now, I did not understand why people were mad at this because I was not saying anything disrespectful about communion. I'm saying when you drink the blood. No. It was how I phrased it. Not gonna lie. I was like, when you drink that Jesus blood at communion and the Holy Ghost hits you. It's the same shit. What's the difference? We all agree that that's the symbolism. The wine is the blood of Jesus. People
you
were like,
I gotta say blood of Christ.
You gonna learn from playing with Jesus. I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah, but that's the thing too. And there's a bunch of people who don't really know religion like that, but they believe in Jesus, and they feel like they have to ride that hard.
Mm.
Oh, you don't play with Jesus.
Right.
All the other shit they support that's very anti-Jesus in religion, but when it's a direct, oh, he's playing with Jesus, they get very upset, or they feel like they're supposed to be very upset. And again, Lil Nas X knows
that. He for sure, okay, yes, it was for sure he was doing it for reaction, for clicks, right?
Yeah.
But I think his whole shit about, look, man, I know y'all was gonna take it like that. Like, when he was like, I didn't know y'all was gonna think I was gonna be like saying like I'm against Christianity. I was like, okay, I think I believe him, right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you do some shit and you think it's gonna make get the people going, and it gets the people going a little too much.
Yeah. Nah.
So I get it.
The being gay part is the part that makes me like, you knew how people were going to feel about this shit.
Ah, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, man.
That's kind of unfair, though.
What part?
It's like, you can't be gay and lap dance the devil. You can't be gay and be on Jesus' side. What you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
Goddamn.
And you know what? I like his music.
I haven't heard this song. Good.
I haven't heard the new one either, though. I haven't even seen the whole music video. I just seen the part where he's like about to square up with Satan. Yeah.
And before y'all start talking shit in the comments, we are not commenting on the songs that we haven't listened to. We're commenting on the controversy around.
Oh, yeah. If he got a song called like I Love Sucking Devil Dick or something like that, I've never heard it. I don't know. I haven't heard the new shit. I'm just saying. I like Call Me By Your Name. I like fucking The one with Jack Harlow. I like that shit. So I don't know, man. And who don't like Old Town Road, you know?
White country artists. White straight country artists.
Yeah. All right. Well, well.
That's fun. I got to say gay a lot without getting in trouble for it.
You sure the fuck did. You sure the fuck did. You're welcome.
Yeah.
We don't ever talk about gay people on here. All right. Next thing I wanted to bring up was, yeah, I wanted to bring up just because, like, not so much what happened, but the way social media spins stuff. I wanted to talk about Epstein names.
Name, oh,
the,
yeah,
the court documents, right?
Yeah.
And I just thought it was like, it's fucked up. Like, okay, yeah, mind you, anybody going to that island to fuck minors is a terrible person, needs to be, you know, just
all the negative,
all the negative, all the bad things, right? But, and I had even brought this up to Rick before we were seeing articles about it, because the shit was just saying, oh, it's gonna, like, the documents are gonna be released with names.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are they defining this shit, right? Like, and I said to Rick specifically, like, how fucked up would it be if, like, Reginald Val Johnson, the man who played Carl Winslow, happened to run into Epstein at, like, some fucking, I don't know, Family Matters con or something, because maybe Epstein was a big Family Matters fan, and was like, hey, man, I got this plane. Why don't you come take a plane? I got an island. And Carl Winslow's like, that sounds great.
Yeah, I want to go to an island.
All of a sudden, you go through fucking Epstein's list, you got Reginald Val Johnson as someone on the plane, and now now Carl Winslow is a pedophile.
Yeah. And that people don't think far enough. Like, he was a, what do they call him, a financier or some shit like that. He did something with these people's money. That's why everybody knew him. But people assume he was just like this raging pedophile that was telling everybody, hey, I got kids on the low or some shit like that. And people like, okay, cool.
Right.
Nah, so there's a lot of people that you're going to find who associated with him who had no idea what the fuck was going on. But just because they're associated with him, it's going to look bad.
And just to reiterate, we're not defending Epstein at all. We're talking about the names.
Fuck him.
In his Rolodex.
Fuck anybody who was involved with that shit.
Yeah. So there was one specifically that was so annoying for me to read. Like, it was like the headline was,
it'd be a so-and-so named 72 times in court documents. And then you think, damn, this nigga went to the island 72 times?
Yeah.
But it's literally, did you see Donald Trump at this, this, and that? No, I don't remember seeing Donald Trump. That's two times he was named.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Or,
are you sure Donald Trump wasn't there?
Right.
No, I don't remember Donald Trump being there. That's four times he was named. But the headline makes it seem like this motherfucker was there that many times.
It was fucked up. It was some people that weren't even like at events of anything. And it was just like, this person was named. And all of a sudden, you know, you see, like, the comment, the first, let's say, for example, it was Carl Winslow, right? Oh, did you see Carl Winslow on tour? No, I did not see Carl Winslow because he was at dinner with so-and-so. And then it's like, the first comment on, like, I don't know, Instagram was like, damn, not Carl Winslow, because they would only read the clickbait title. Yeah.
That's what happened to little Judy. She went upstairs and never came back because Carl Winslow was blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, man, it's fucked up. It's just like, nobody reads anymore. You know, everybody's really just looking for the juice. As they say, you know, the lie is, no one cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining, right?
Yeah.
So, guys, I just, if you hear anything about me, it's not true. Okay.
I believe people believe the first thing they hear or the worst thing they hear.
Mm.
There's no getting around that shit, man. Mm-hmm. If they hear it and it sounds bad, oh, you did that shit.
You can, no matter how much you fucking clear it up.
Oh, yeah. It's never as loud. It's never as loud. I seen somebody totally unrelated to this. It made a TikTok kind of exposing somebody for being like that, kind of, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a guy who made a video talking shit about another guy.
Okay.
Realized he was wrong and made like four different apology videos, right? Mm-hmm. But left the fucked up video
up.
And they screenshotted his page. That video where he's making the allegations had like 397,000 views. Mm-hmm. The three above it that were apologies, the most was 7,000 views on right. one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's never, they're never going to push out that retraction as much as damn. The initial allegation.
Just fucked up.
It's so fucked up. What's the white dude's name from The Current Power?
Oh,
Gian something. He made a video about the Epstein shit. Like basically saying what we saying. Like I'm not trying to defend him, but think about it. Like if some billionaire approaches me at a party and says he got another cooler party on a private island and you get to fly private, I would go.
You know, and 100% half the comments were, you're defending pedophiles? Yeah, you're part of Hollyweird.
Yeah, it's like, damn, just listen a little bit. And when this is the problem with y'all not listening or paying attention to shit like that. Y'all make it easier for these shitty, evil people to get away with stuff. Because when you start attacking people for shit they didn't even do, now they have something to say, look, it's just, it's mob mentality. They did this to so-and-so and he wasn't even involved. Right. And now they get to hide behind this veil of, it's just cancel culture when they really did some shit. So watch where you pointing it, man.
Uh-huh. You know what they say, when you point one finger, you got another one. And then this one's going up into the air, and you never know who's there.
God damn it.
But the beauty of it is, if any fucked up shit does come out, you could always just blame it on AI, dog. You know what I'm saying? Fake videos, fake voices, fake everything is everything nowadays.
That shit's crazy. It's getting so good so fast. Actually, I don't even want to put that out into the world. Motherfucker, it's crazy, man.
That George Carlin shit you sent me was like, it actually, that's one of the first times I felt uneasy about it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, everyone kind of talks about how scary like AI can be and, you know, robots taking over and all that shit. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, Rick sent me, it was an AI that had, you know, soaked up a bunch of George Carlin stand-up. And not only was it his voice, his inflections, his the way he just said things, but it was also it was making jokes.
Yeah.
It was doing
clever jokes.
Doing stand up. Like, when I listen to it again, I'm like, is it just repeating like a joke, like the asshole joke, the Mary and asshole joke? I'm like, okay, is it just repeating a joke that's like kind of in the atmosphere?
Yeah.
But if it made that shit up.
I mean, some of it was very specific to AI.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. But either way, it's like, that's just crazy. And I got friends who are not even older than us who just don't do the internet that much who believed
everything.
Shitty edits years ago.
Bro.
So I'm like, oh, they definitely gonna believe this shit when it comes out.
Isn't that crazy, dog? Like,
it's so crazy.
The fact that that AI that was doing the George Carlin shit was aware, self-aware enough to be like, stand-up comedians are going to be out of business because AI is doing it and we're doing it better. And it was saying newscasters won't be a thing anymore because that made so much sense.
Yeah.
Because when you got people who aren't even being personalities on TV who are literally just reading, then what the fuck would you need to hire somebody for?
Yeah.
And the fact that that AI was like a sentient being, you know what I'm saying? Like, was like, look, man, y'all are in trouble.
Yeah. Like, if it wasn't a script, you know what I'm saying? Because it could have been fed a script.
Yeah.
That, but if it was thinking in real time, because that newscaster point, that was a, well, shit, now that I think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I'm like, what you mean now that you think about it?
Yeah. How is this fucking AI making points to me and like making me think?
Yeah. So I'm like, hopefully it was a script that they just plugged in and used the voice or something.
That shit, I just got the chills, man. That's scary, dog.
It's fucking crazy, man. I've seen multiple videos where I'm like, damn, is this real or not? Whereas people like, this is a completely fake video of me. I used 30 seconds of video footage and 30 seconds of audio and created this video of myself, and this, it looks like a fucking person talking. I'm like, man.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we got a surprise for y'all. This wasn't really Tim and Rick. This was all AI generated. Gotcha, motherfucker.
Then why am I still fat? You could have done anything with this, AI.
Well, look, if you want to see real Tim and Rick and Nikki Blaze, make sure you pull up to the No Chaser live show in Santa Monica, January 20. Oh, never mind. Tickets are sold out.
Yeah, I was like, where is he going with this?
Hey, well, look, Peep game. We haven't officially talked about this officially yet, but if you can't make it to the show because it's sold out, you will exclusively be able to watch it on Patreon. This is not an episode that will get uploaded to YouTube, okay? So stay tuned for more details on that, or click the link below if I might have put details below. But you can watch it on Patreon, the whole show that we do live January 28th. Stay tuned for that. Yeah, thank you for watching. Goodybrand.com. We got a lot of fly shit out still. Follow Rick. Follow me. Nikki Blaze will be back soon. And
go watch the next video or the last.
Go watch the next video. Hey Rick, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, dog.
Thank you. Jose Milk.
Yeah, I know. We got this old skit. Some of you guys probably know, but people tweet me about it every year on MLK Day. It's one of my oldest skits. Me and Rick are in my bedroom, and I'm bringing Rick milk, and I'm like, Happy Milk Day, man. Happy Milk Day. He's like, no, man. Not Milk Day.
That's not at your best at my front door.
No, this one's in my bedroom.
Is it?
Yeah. Front door is Black Friday shopping.
Oh, yeah. That boy raises.
Hey, man. Hey. Love you. Bye.